Well, this is the Real BS Show. Seth, yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You know, I forgot how to do this.
Yeah, I know.
I want to say hey to Nancy Taylor.
Hey, Nancy.
Yeah, I call her every once in a while, but she usually falls asleep before I call.
Yeah.
So I kind of miss her. But, yeah, say hello to Nancy.
Yeah. Hello, Nancy.
Yeah. I gotta talk to her and have her give me some songs that we can look up. And
oh, definitely.
We'll play some songs for her that she wants to hear.
Yeah.
Instead of what we always
yeah display. we pick some random stuff. I'll admit that, you know.
Yeah, we were all over the map. Yeah.
It's kind of like how my brain works, I think. You know.
Yeah. Well, it's too hot out. I mean, jeez.
It's warm one. Yeah.
Every day it's almost 90. Every day. Some days it goes past 90. But. Yeah.
It's humid too. That's true.
Yeah, that's what really crunches you is the humidity. Wow, is it something? Whew.
Yeah, it's.
I think we're gonna have a cold fall.
Yeah, I'm hearing that too. Yeah.
It's hot summer and a cold fall.
Well, you know, we're due it, I guess. You know, we're always due. We haven't had a really good winter in a while. You know,
I'm surprised we haven't had more hurricanes.
Yeah.
We only had, I think, one so far that I know.
Yeah, it barely did anything. You know, it did take out the power in Houston, I think, you know.
Yeah.
Because I remember, it was Ron Paul, he was talking about the power still out, so he had to use a backup, you know, system, you know, so.
Yeah, so I don't think it hasn't been that bad, but I know it's hot in Colorado. That's where Hallie is, and she said it's 100 every day.
Oh, I believe it.
Ooh.
That's abnormal for Colorado. My son's in Arizona right now, and it's 110, 115.
Oh, that's normal.
That's normal for Phoenix, You know, it's dry, though. That's a big difference. He said the humidity's worse here, which is true. But no, can't complain. You know, we got good weather here. You know, this is not bad. You know?
Hey, we
got
to play a song for Steve Waddle. He wants to do this. He's the other half of Too Dumb to Quit.
Yeah.
Well, we've lost all our band members, so it's just me and him now.
Yeah, just two.
Yeah, well, I got a drum machine to fill in the gaps, but he wants to do this song, so why don't we...
whip it up for him?
Yeah. I want to hear it anyway.
Must have been the whiskey, yeah.
Yes, yeah, should have been,
Yeah, it must have been the whiskey. You just can blame that on everything, you know? Yeah,
that's...
Parked your car into a house, you know?
I don't think I've tasted whiskey in 60 years, so...
Of you knowing.
All right, yeah, let's see what whoever this guy is. Cody something, Jinx.
Jinx, Cody Jinx.
Okay, take it away.
I'm not going crazy, but lately my head and my heart seem to be at least a million miles apart. And my heart says to love you, my head says to run. It's like my heart is too afraid to tell my head when it's done. I know that it can never be the way it was. Even though you'll be the death of me, I can't give you up. Too much is not enough, it's not the love, it's not the lust that grips me. Must be the whiskey. I've been drinking to remember and drinking to forget. I got I love you on my mind. I got Jim Beam on my breath, and loneliness has got the rest. I've got nothing left within me. Must be the whiskey. Going crazy, but lately these thoughts in my head are a whirlwind of a world of a million regrets. All the things I should have done, all the things I should have said, all the pain that comes with hating the mess you've made of yourself. I know I'm chasing rainbows, thinking I could make it work, but the fact is that my actions speak louder than my words, and it only makes it worse. Thinking of her, thinking she'll forgive me. Must be the whiskey. I've been drinking to remember and drinking to forget. I got I love you on my mind. I got Jim Beam on my breath, and loneliness has got the rest. I've got nothing left within me. It must be the whiskey. must be the whiskey.
It's the Real BS Show after our vacation, summer vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we took July off.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. We had a show last the 18th, but we missed one before that, I think, you know.
So we had one in the last 30 days.
It's been kind of a hectic month, you know.
We're getting lazy.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's hot, too.
Yeah, it is hot. It's cool down here in the basement.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I forget about that.
Yeah, it's like a bunker.
Yeah.
No, you know, I mean, at least we're not in other places, I guess. You know, it's kind of a beautiful state, you know, and winter's coming soon. We got to be.
Yeah, it's going to be a cool fall, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you prefer the fall over the summer?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You can go out and do work and stuff, you know, you do things.
Right.
This is bone crunching.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. I have a lot.
I try to wait till later in the evening or else early in the morning.
And, right.
And but you know, from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock, it's just
hot. I have a lot of family reunions that I've been going to, and like for instance, this weekend I have one on Saturday and one on Sunday, and it's like you know it's all in the heat. And, you know, you're outside and don't really have much. There's shelters, you know, roofs, you know, you can get under.
Stay in the shade, yeah.
But yeah, it's a kind of a hot one, you know. The ones that I like the best are up by the lake. There's some family reunions that are up by Lake Erie, and the breeze that comes off the lake is so nice. It's relaxing, and it could be like it was a last Sunday. It was like 90 some degrees, but at the lake it was really cool, really relaxing. I just got burnt bad because I was on the sun, so yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah,
but you know the food's always the best part too. You know. Yeah, all these.
Well, usually, yeah. Yeah. You know, unless you get something don't agree with you, the next day you're paying for it.
Yeah, that's true.
You eat too much, you know.
Yeah, that's true. But no, you know, hey, it's nothing wrong with that. And you know, there's some good songs by John Denver that we have.
John Denver?
Yeah, John Denver.
Another. Yeah, we leaf through some old stuff. I spent a day with him up at Chautauqua.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a super nice guy, super nice guy. His manager was a total jerk.
Right.
Really bad news. But John Denver and that lady from Russia that was the first woman in space, she was there. Mm-hmm. And her and John really hit it off.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Well, of course, he's an aviator, or he was an aviator.
Right, right, right.
I think that's what got him, you know.
Yeah. Didn't he build his own plane or something like that?
Yeah, he did little experimental jobs, and he's out flying along, and all of a sudden, he's gone.
Ran out of fuel, I guess. That's what I remember hearing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's too bad. He was a good guy. He really was.
Yeah, he seemed to be, from what you said, a very kind guy, very caring kind of guy, and listened to fans when they, you know, he talked to him and stuff, and never let fame really get to his head too much.
Yeah,
know?
Right.
That's a rare gem.
He was down to earth, just an honest speaking person, you know. Just,
right. Right.
He treated everybody the same pretty much. I
mean, right. That's a rare gem there. You don't usually get that. Usually it gets to people's heads, you know.
Yeah. But his manager was just a total jerk. I mean,
right.
He made up 10 times what John was good. He was 10 times bad.
Do you think that's because he knew John was maybe too, I don't know, maybe meek? So he had to be the hammer?
No, he's just an idiot.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
Money-hungry idiot, that's all.
Because, I mean, there is times where, let's say you are a manager or somebody, and you might have to be a little bit the strong arm, you know, guy instead of the, you know, to counter the soft.
Yeah, you can still be decent. You don't have to be
total nuts. Right, right.
For no reason.
I can see someone needing to be like that when you're dealing with record executives. That would be true, yes. But just the sound guys, you know, the sound guys are the ones doing, they're trying to make you sound good. So why would you want to be mean to them like you? You know, the audio techs, you don't want to be mean to them.
Yeah, you know? He just wanted to be important, that's all.
Oh, I see.
Trying to be a big shot.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of sad.
They buzz off, buddy. You know? Jeez, oh man.
Right, right.
Let's just get this over with.
Right.
But, yeah, I was too bad. Too bad. Really
How many
bad
shows do you think you did with him, roughly?
Just that one day.
Okay.
Just that whole, it was, you know, hung out with him all day long. And,
oh, really?
You know, you do all the rehearsals and stuff, and you just kind of, I don't know. I mean, he acted like he was your buddy, you know.
Oh, really?
We just pal around. And he's real decent guy, super nice guy, and a good singer for sure. I mean, when you're up close and personal, I mean, he could sing.
Oh yeah,
no
effects,
about it.
No effects at all.
He didn't need anything. Yeah, yeah, it was just. Boy, he was good.
Yeah, natural revivado, I guess. You know, he had that natural
voice.
He just
had a good, real good, solid, just pleasant voice, very pleasant.
And he wrote his own music.
Yeah, a lot of it, yeah.
That's the part that I appreciate the most is when a musician, they can sing, they can play music, instruments, but they can, when they write their own music as well, that's powerful. That's,
I think he started in West Virginia or something.
Oh, really?
That's where he wrote some songs about West Virginia, and then he got out west and saw some real mountains out
right,
there.
Right, right, right.
Then he went to California and was flying his airplane, boom, right in the water he went.
Yeah, and he was young.
Yeah, it was too bad. But he wrote a song, I think it was his wife, Annie.
Yep, yeah, Annie's song, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he wrote a song about her. It turned out real nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what the words say, but, the melody was nice.
Yeah.
A good rhythm. Well, let's play some of his songs. He's got a few. We got a few here?
Yeah, three, yeah.
I mean, I don't know which ones we got, but...
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do that. We'll kind of mellow out the afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Beside you, let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
Coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away, on the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado,
Rocky Mountain. Silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. And the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Talk to God and listen to the casual. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado,
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down, they bring in a couple more. More people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Though he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High,
shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. almost always makes me high. If I had a day that I could give you, I'd give to you a day just like today. If I had a song that I could sing for you, I'd sing a song to make you feel this way. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. So lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I had a tale that I could tell you, tell a tale sure to make you smile. If I had a wish that I could wish for you, I'd make a wish for sunshine. Shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Almost always makes me high. Sunshine almost all the time makes me high. Sunshine almost all.
Back at the real BS show.
The real.
Yeah. It we just outside. It wasn't that bad.
No.
It cleared down to like 82 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
You're having a cold spell.
No eagle, though. No eagle.
Oh, boy. I don't know. We're just drifting through some old music here.
Yeah.
The Kingston Trio. I mean, that.
Yeah. When you brought them up.
I don't quite remember what they did, but I know I worked with them with an old show. In other words, Bobby Rydell and the.
Right.
All these old drifters and, you know, different old bands, and they were there, and I remember they were characters.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they just clown around a lot, you know, and they didn't have a lot of equipment. All they had was banjos and guitars. And,
right.
And I just remember them because what you see, like, I didn't know they started in the 50s.
Right, right, yeah.
So when I saw them, they were kind of older guys, you know, but they were still, they liked their alcohol. And from what I remember, they kept dropping their weed everywhere. They were like, they were just a fun bunch, you know, that just, I don't know if they're even alive. I bet they're not even alive.
No, I guess when you brought them up, I remember looking up their, my dad had a vinyl album of them. And so I looked up when you mentioned them. The last one passed away in 2020. So that's kind of crazy. But their sons and some previous members that joined them, I guess, continue going on playing their music. So it's interesting.
Well, it was pretty bold, I guess you could say. I mean, with the... Their voices were strong, and right. their banjos were loud. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't even remember any of their songs, really. I probably know when I hear them, but
right.
But they were good singers, and they sang together very well.
Yeah, good harmonies.
I think there was three of them.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, well, trio, Kingston Trio.
Right.
I guess there would be.
Well, I think they had a guitar, bass, guitar, and a banjo. That's it. Yeah, and singing.
I don't remember any bass or anything. I just remember banjos and guitars. And
right.
It might have been one guy who didn't play anything. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
But if you get some old songs of theirs, let's give it a listen to that. It's kind of a warm Thursday afternoon.
I think these are all remasters too, so they sound like the original. So sounds like the original album.
Yeah, a little clearer. Yeah.
So.
All right. Yeah. Let's do that.
I torero, she's here. I matador. I feel her eyes, they are wide with excitement and fear. I feel her heart, for it cries when the horns are too near. I will be bold, brave, and swift will I be. And I will be numero uno, torero fino. She'll dream tonight of me. Olé, olé. Viva el matador, olé, 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 venga, viva el matador. Ay, torero, she is here, ay, matador. I see her smile and I see there the reason she came. Toro, come closer, come here and I'll whisper her name. You may be brave and as bold as your black, but I will be numero uno, torero fino. Toro, come back. Olé, 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 huzza, viva.
Others say I'm no good, but I'm just a natural born traveling man, doing what I think I should, oh yeah, doing what I think I should. And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar, spend it fast as I can, or a wailing song and a good guitar, the only things that I understand, oh boy, the only things that I understand.
When I was a little baby, my mama said, hey son, travel where you will and grow to be a man and sing what must be sung, poor boy.
Sing what must be sung. And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar. Spend it fast as I can for a wailing song and a good guitar. The only things that I understand, oh boy, the only things that I understand.
Now that I'm a grown man, I've traveled here and there. I've learned that a bottle of brandy and a song, the only ones who ever care, poor boy, the only ones who ever care.
And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar. Spend it fast as I can for a wailing song and a good guitar. The only things that I understand, poor boy, the only things that I understand.
Some people say I'm a no-count, others say I'm no good, but I'm just a natural-born traveling man, doing what I think I should, oh yeah, doing what I think I should.
And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar, spend it fast as I can. Oh, a wailing song and a good guitar, the only things that I understand, poor boy, the only things that I understand, the only things that I understand, poor boy, the only things that I understand.
The Real BS Show coming back at you. You know, another old timer. Or someone I worked with a lot. I mean a lot. I must have done 20 shows or more with these people. Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah.
And they were, I think they got going in the early 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like in the 90s when the last time I worked with them. And Mary was just the most wonderful person in the world. She was she got real heavy, though. And I think it was, leukemia?
Mm. I can look it up.
I don't know. That's what got her anyways. But boy, could she sing. She had an oxygen bottle she'd take out on stage with her. And she just loved to sing. And Paul was a super nice guy, but quiet. But he ran the show. And Peter, he was just a jerk. He just bobble around out front and
right,
try to act like the superstar.
Now, you were saying that that she still could sing.
Oh, yeah.
Because yeah, she still was kicking pretty hard with the vocals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she died in 2009.
Wow.
But, yeah, she had
leukemia.
Leukemia, and she had a bone marrow transplant, which gave her temporary remission, but she ended up having more complications later on, and...
it was sad. She was such a nice person. Super nice. I mean, me and her were like on first name basis.
Oh, really?
Every time I saw her, she'd just kind of run right over and give you a hug. I mean, you don't normally run into that kind of situation, no matter who you work with. But she was just wonderful.
Right.
And boy, could she sing. Ooh, her harmonies and stuff. Well, she sang lead parts too,
Right.
She was just good, and Peter was just a nothing but an arguing machine, but he didn't argue with her, and he didn't argue with Paul.
Oh, really?
Just argued with me. shoot. But it was they were something special, at least to me. Of course, we worked with them so many times, It was old hat, I guess you could say. It was
right.
Pretty easy duty, just the three of them. But you got any songs by?
Oh yeah, I got two. And you worked with them many times. I mean, they were talented. I mean, guitar work, singing. Harmonies.
Even Peter, as much of a jerk as he was still a good singer. Right. And,
I mean, do you think when people get jerky like that, do you think they're just tired of doing the job?
No, he was too antsy. He was just. He was always picking and always, he's always worried about this or that, you know.
Small things.
Yeah, really stupid stuff, you know.
He was kind of a perfectionist then.
And any time there was any hums, clicks, or buzzes, it was usually his fault, not ours.
Oh, really?
You know, and we get in arguments about it. I said, well, here, I'll just unplug your crap and see if a buzz goes away. Sure enough, boom. So then he'd shut up and monkey around with his stuff.
You know? So he had some bad
he always
contacts.
Had little doodad stuff to play with, you know,
right.
out there.
Right.
And he's always, you know, messing with something. But Mary got a kick out of it. So did Paul. He thought that was pretty funny. But they were good, talented people. Very
right.
talented.
Right.
All right. Well, let's give them a listen. I don't know what songs you got, but they got a pile of them. That's for sure.
Oh, sure. It's hard to pick just two, but we got them.
Okay.
If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. In my heart.
airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground. Cold and drunk as I might be,
can't jump
jet plane
like a freight train. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain.
So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain.
Well, Seth, this is the Real BS Show.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's time to sign off.
That's right.
Probably folks are nodding off out there anyways.
We could wake them up and then, you know, they can go about their day.
Well, you're in charge of this, whatever we got at the end here.
Yeah, sometimes.
I don't know what it is.
It's a, you know, nice Melicone Hill kind of song. You know, it's a kind of summer song.
Melodic?
Yeah, kind of melodic, yeah. Melicone.
I don't know.
You know, this kind of...
I'll have to listen like everybody else.
Yeah. I think it's just, you know, kind of good beat, kind of wake you up. Think about the summer. You know, the summer's coming today. It's already the year's already almost.
Yeah, it's August 1st.
August 1st. 8 months have passed. We only have, like what, 2-3 months before,
you know,
winter.
It's like a roll of toilet paper. Now I'm 74.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 74 here.
Yeah, you're in September,
it's,
right?
Man, it's going fast. And I see all these people dropping all over the place. And I think, holy cow, my turn's coming up here.
Nah, I think you're going to live a while, Bill.
I got another 2 years anyways.
September 16th?
22nd.
Dang, I don't know why I get that
wrong.
Yeah,
it's a national holiday. How can you forget that?
I don't know why I said the 16th.
It's the first day of fall, too.
The 22nd. Oh, the first day of fall. There you go, people. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a everybody can take that day off.
Yeah.
That's a national holiday. I put on my website about I deliver firewood 364 days a year.
Yeah. People think it's Christmas. But
yeah,
it's
they probably think it's Christmas or who knows what, but it's really September 22nd. I ain't working that day.
You're like, I'm off.
I'm retired that day.
Yeah.
So that's coming up. It's usually hot in September, too, though.
That's
usually,
true.
At least it has been, but
yeah.
I got a feeling it's going to cool off pretty good this year.
We need it. We need it. We deserve it.
Yeah, I have to get my long johns out, and I'll be back in track.
Long john boys, yeah.
I got to get my wood piles, my wood storage stocked up, you know, for my tiny house.
Yeah. He's got tiny wood for that, for his tiny house.
Yeah, for my tiny stove, yeah.
Tiny wood for
it's
his tiny
stove.
It's easy
to lift, you know. You just get a couple buckets full, and away you go.
Yeah.
And so anyways, I guess you got the ball now.
Yeah.
You gotta run with it, I guess.
Yeah, I got one here, yeah.
Okay. Hey to Nancy, I hope you're still awake, and... take care of yourself, you know. Don't be out running around playing football and stuff like that. You know, just take it easy. You know, you're catching up to me, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know how old she is.
Is it a race or a marathon? I don't know.
It's a marathon. Yeah. It's not a sprint. Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, Nancy. We'll see you next week, and take care of yourself.
See ya.
Medicine. where love.